Day 15. Hi. Many years ago, Dr. Robert Rosenthal from Harvard University did the following experiment. He took three different types of rats and gave them to three different types of students. To the first group, he said, "You are truly lucky. You're going to work with some special rats, more intelligent than the others because they have been fed in a special way. Expect extraordinary results." To the second group, he said, "You have the ordinary rats. Expect normal results." And to the third group, he said, "You are not lucky. You have the abnormal rats. They are retarded rats. Don't expect any results." The goal of the experiment was to put these rats in a special maze and measure their ability, as well as the time it took to reach their goal, which was a piece of cheese at the end of the maze. For 6 weeks in these rigorous scientific conditions, the students were trained and they measured the ability of their rats. The results demonstrated that the most intelligent rats had the highest results and could reach their goal at the end of the maze in record time. The normal rats had average results, and the below normal rats, for the most part, never reached their goal at the end of the maze. What was the most surprising thing was that in reality, the rats were all the same. There were no super intelligent rats or idiots. They were all ordinary rats. It was the attitude of the students that had influenced the attitude of the rats. It was the positive attitude of the students that drove the first group of rats to success, and it was the negative attitude of the students that drove the other rats to failure. If the attitude of a human being can influence and be responsible for the success and failure of common rats, imagine how important and responsible your attitude is for your success or failure. At the end of one of Dr. Laroque's conferences, a delegate came and asked him, "Aren't you ever depressed, Dr. Laroque?" He answered, "No, I'm never really depressed. If I have a negative thought, I try to stop it straight away and instead look for something positive." And with a discouraged look, she responded, "That's depressing." The person involved whom we speak about was obese, and she asked Dr. Laroque, had he ever been overweight? To which he answered no. She looked relieved and said, I knew it. How could you understand people like us? You can't understand those who like to eat. Her attitude was negative. She looked for pity and sympathy. She did not try to see how she could get out of her situation to progress, to improve herself. All she sought was pity and empathy. It is our attitude that determines our successes and our failures. Her negative attitude fostered her failure. She had to lose 24 kilos or 55 pounds and she wasn't happy with herself. She didn't look for a solution to her problem. Instead, she looked for pity and sympathy. Are you a person that is sensitive to the negative influence of others? Does the attitude that you have towards life and towards your weight problem influence you? You're going to be sick. Stop your diet. I know someone that knows someone who became sick after starting a diet. Look at you, you're drained, you look 10 years older. My sister who dieted regained all the weight she had lost. It's not worth it. You've lost enough, stop now. Are you a person sensitive to the negative influence of others? There is nothing worse than hearing the same negative words all of the time. They are fatal poisons. They try to take away your enthusiasm. Don't listen to them. Avoid these negative people. Don't even try to answer them and avoid them as much as possible. These people are often overweight themselves and cannot deal with your success. They often feel guilty about not being able to do anything about their own weight. Are you a person sensitive to the negative influence of the scale? It is the most negative instrument that we know. We have rarely seen anyone truly happy after getting weighed. If it indicates a pound or 0.4 kilos lost, one wishes it were 4, And if it indicates 1 kilo or 4 pounds, one would like 6 or 2 kilos. We have even seen some people lose 10 pounds or 4 kilos in their first week of dieting who still weren't happy. They always say, I could have lost a bit more. The scale is a negative instrument because it doesn't necessarily register the loss of fat. Every single day we see people discouraged by not having lost weight on the scale despite having followed their diet. And we also see others happy to see the scales go down despite having cheated on their diet. The result is that the scale discourages hard work and encourages cheating. The reason being that it weighs our water weight more than our fat. Up to 60% of all our body is composed of water that is retained or eliminated following certain cycles like menstruation, ovulation, and others. The fat most often forms depending on the individual, and their excess weight tends to be 50% of their weight, meaning that the scale weighs more water than fat. And when we give the scale the mandate to judge our performance of our behaviour on our diet, it makes mistakes 2 out of 3 times.